Okay. Hi, this is Wednesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. This is a meeting of the Hines and Plains Libraries Board. Okay, we have a quorum. The only board member amongst the missing is Lisa. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we have a motion to accept the agenda?
I make the motion that we accept today's agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions about the September 24th, 2025 minutes?
Isn't that a real quick right now?
I make a motion that we...
Enough, we're not done. We do the whole thing.
I'm just trying to move it along. Okay, never mind. I'll be quiet.
Okay, any questions on the October 8th study session minutes? Okay. And then we have correspondence from Gay Thomason that I will read.
Oh, you have it. It's not in our pile.
No, it's not in your pile. Okay. It was a little message that she sent me on Messenger. But she wanted me to share this with you. Okay, it says, "Hello, Ruth Ann. I just wanted to send you a note and express my gratitude and thanks to you, Susan, and the library board for all the incredible recognition and beautiful glass memento that you all gave to Robert last week for his contributions to the library. He doesn't communicate on Facebook or Messenger anymore, so I wanted to make sure you all knew how touched he was and definitely how surprised. It was so thoughtful, and I appreciate so much the effort you went to make it a special night for Robert. It surely was that. Many, many thanks. Please let your lovely board and wonderful director know that I wrote." And that was from Gay Thomason.
Very nice.
Did you want a copy of it?
Sure.
I'll have this.
Okay.
Thank you. There's a few extra things on it.
Okay, we'll ignore the extra things.
Okay, so now we have the August bank reconciliations.
The August bank reconciliation, we didn't have it at our last meeting. The CBC checking account has $1,666,263.45. The CBC payroll has $24,175.62. The Colorado Trust has $757,243.46. CSAFE 1, $615,989.86. And CSAFE 3, can it be 2?
No, it is
three.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. Has $746,298.38. And for September, the checking, the regular checking has $1,574,304.53. CBC payroll has $29,112.67. Colorado Trust, $1,72. C-Safe 1, $618,209.58. C-Safe 3, $748,987.66. And the total in September is $3,730,551.16.
A lot of words.
Is there the report about how much interest or some?
We can just look at the difference on there.
It's almost like every one of the investment accounts has over $2,000 per month interest that it's earning. So if I keep checking those and it keeps going up.
Oh, that's great.
And that is fabulous. Thank you, Alessandra. Okay, September budget to actual.
So if you pull out the budget sheet and look at the third page. And then on the third page, look at the third line from the bottom. So we've spent $754.38 out of our $1.551 million budget. So that's 62.42%. And September is 75% of the year. So we're still behind, which is what we try to do.
Great. Okay, now we can do the consent agenda.
Make a motion that we accept the consent agenda.
Somebody else.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, on to the committee reports, the BOCC meetings.
Okay, so I have to be honest, I didn't go to last week's. It snuck up on me, and I was like,
oh, I understand.
We get it. Don't worry.
But I did go to this morning, and it was very short and sweet. It was just the health department did a nice presentation, and they're having a couple of blood drives coming up this next year. One of them is in January, which I thought was great, and then one of them is in April. There was some discussion about the Coyote Ridge debate, and the builder was there, and he was trying to get his point of view noticed that, you know, he really wants it to go through, but that was going to be voted on today at 1:00. So I don't know how that went. And then a lot of discussion about the Simla water. I guess there's a problem with the water in Simla, that it's got a lot of sediment, probably from iron pipes that were put in 1914. So they were asking for some cost sharing monies to help with the engineering study with that. And the board approved to help with that. And other than that, everything was old business and went to it. There was nothing else, no other business than that. So it was kind of short and sweet.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. About the foundation meeting?
So the foundation meeting was last Saturday. And we talked about Colorado Gives Day and other events that we're planning. So we approved two events coming up. They're going to have a Valentine's Day dinner, and they're going to sell for 100 couples. So it'll be, or 50 couples, 100 people total. Mm-hmm. And then they're also going to do I think it's Elizabeth Brewfest or something like that. And that'll be breweries from all around the area that'll bring kegs of their beer, and they'll sell tickets to all of that. Those are the big events. And then we talked about Colorado Gives Day. And Colorado Gives Day starts on November 1st and runs through December 9th. And there's a lot of different ways. So we're working to get the word out on Colorado Gives Day. And there are prizes for people if they donate during that time period. Like if they donate on Colorado Gives Day itself on the 9th of December, they're giving away tickets from Southwest every hour if you donate. Wow. So you can be eligible to win for that hour. And they also have a pool of money that we will get a proportion of. It's not like a matching fund, but we'll get boosted whatever we get from November 1st through December 9th. We get a portion of that money. So
can you explain how it works? Like if I were to donate money, do they match it or something?
They do not match it.
Okay.
We get a proportion. So however much because they've got like hundreds and hundreds of organizations on Colorado Gives, and they have $1 million to give away. And so proportionally, you know, if someone raises a whole ton of money, they'll get more than we do. But we'll get however much for the proportion of what we are able to raise during that time
frame. In addition to the actual donation?
Right, right.
Okay.
And we can also set up matching funds. And I wanted to challenge the library board about that, to think about that a little bit. What we could come up with, maybe the library board could say, we have a pot of money here, and we would like, you know, you guys to match that at some point during.
So who would match it?
Just regular donors. Just regular.
Okay,
donors.
So five of us or whatever would come up with a bunch of money.
And I was going to put in some money too. But we can think about that a little bit more. See how you want to do that. The book sale made $912, and so. That was good. Last year's book sale, or the one before, was really dismal. So that $912 was good. They got rid of a lot of books, which also felt good. Our garage sale made $540. So that's very good as well.
Good.
So that's kind of just a high level update on the foundation.
Okay. What date is the Brew Fest?
They haven't set a date.
They haven't set a date. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think they said in the spring, late spring or early summer or something like that.
Okay.
But they're looking at all the other events so that they won't, you know, conflict with anything.
Okay.
Where's the Valentine's dinner?
They have not yet set a location. They were looking at two different restaurants in town, either Sammy D's Barbecue or Elizabeth Plus Bar, the one over by the... I think that's what it's called.
Safeway.
By Safeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough room to get 100 people in there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Those were, yeah, it's all still.
I would let them take it.
Right. Right.
And the girls right. that are on that committee know what they're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Question. Is Elizabeth having a candy day? Is it the 25th? Are we going to participate this year or not?
Oh, yes.
Are we passing out?
Boobash.
Yeah, Boobash. Yeah. So that is Saturday. And we have a tent at Boobash. I don't know what time it starts.
I think.
10 o'clock?
I think so.
I would guess.
And ends about what time?
Ish.
5, 6.
Yeah.
So if I show up to pass candy out, I won't be run off?
No.
You know, fasting.
Well, I'll wear my Maverick outfit.
I don't know if they're in costumes.
Hey, Goose.
Yeah.
I just don't have a gun.
No guns.
I've been asking around if I could borrow somebody's, but the police probably would, and I might shoot myself in the foot. So
I have a nice colored plastic one.
Yeah, I want some weight.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought maybe I might bring a varmint and see if I can convince kids that it's a cat. again.
So. I think you should switch to bunny this year. Get some bunny ears.
I'll have to see if I can find some. I don't know if he would wear those or not. I'll bring one of the varmints that's cut down so it doesn't have much hair. Tell him this is a naked dog or naked cat.
Who's that too?
See how that goes over with the parents.
Where are we? Did we interrupt you?
No, that was the foundation report.
Okay, yes. That was the foundation.
Distracted her.
Yeah, I was distracted.
Which she does too.
I guess we go on to the director's report.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. So my director's report is in the packet. If you want to follow along with my notes. We were in the newspaper 3 times over the last month. So we were twice in the Ranchland News, and I made copies of that. Just I'll pass them around if you want to look at it. There was a nice thank you from Elbert County Commissioners, and they thanked the library specifically for placing hard copies of their comprehensive plan surveys in all of the libraries. So that was quite nice. And then we're also in the Ranchland News for the public notice for the budget hearing, which is tonight. So I'll just pass these around if you guys want to look at those. And then Karen Kindig has been writing a column. She's a part of the foundation, and she's just helping get the word out about the library. And her column in October was on genealogy resources at the library. And so it was quite nice. Our newsletter goes out to almost 2,000 people, and in October we featured our birding grant and our New York Times subscription that you can log into online, and we talked about our meeting rooms as well in our newsletter. We are in the process of hiring substitutes for Kiowa, Elbert, Elizabeth, and Simla, all branches, and our new substitute for Kiowa started on yesterday. That was yesterday, Tuesday. About the facilities. So at the end of the year, we wiped out the air conditioning. At the end of the season, now it's cold. So we contacted a company locally to see if we can get the air conditioner replaced during the winter because it's cheaper.
Why not?
So we'll see what we can do to get that replaced. Alan was here on the 20th. That was Monday. And we lost one phase of our electrical supply, which was bizarre because we lost the lights in the restroom. We lost the computers at the circulation desk. No electricity to them. We lost the copy machine and the fridge. So it was like, you know, we were still open for business, but we lost some really key things, which was just very strange.
Was that the windy day?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it was the pole over here on the corner across the street from on Elizabeth, and at the corner there where the stop sign is.
That's kind of bizarre, though.
But isn't that the same day that some of us out here lost electricity, too? Because we were without electricity for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
Well, there were several places here in town. And what I figure, because it looked like he was trying to work on one. There's 3 transformers up there. And each one of those transformers, I think, has one leg of a 220, and one of those things crapped out, and he apparently was able to fix it because it seems like the power came on before I left, and I'd only been here about 30-40 minutes. So it was pretty darn quick once he got up there.
I read an article that Xcel was thinking of turning off the power because of the fire danger in the eastern plains, but I don't think they ever did it because by evening the wind kind of died down. So it couldn't have been that. It's probably the wind that did it then.
Well, it was. We also got a notice from Core Electric who's our electric company here, and they were saying that they were also thinking about that as well. So I don't.
It stopped blowing.
Yeah, right? I don't think that was part of that, yeah. But it was just a really strange power.
It was very strange.
That we've not had like that before. And then over the past, like about 5 days, one of our phone lines has gone, we have two landlines, one for the fax machine, and the other one connects to our fire detection system. And so the security company that monitors our fire detection system notified us that there was a problem with the phone line. And then earlier today, the fire department also called us and said that there's a problem with the phone line. So so we've got CenturyLink coming in on Friday to take a look at our phone line to see what's wrong with it. One of the landlines. The fax machine is fine. At Kiowa, we're still working on the ADA project, and contractors, I've been contacting them, and they're like, yes, we're still busy, but we are still interested, so don't give up hope on us yet. So we're still working on that, but it's just like, oof. And the hail-damaged roof was repaired. The soffit, there was a soffit that was damaged. That was also repaired. The windows were re-caulked. And they're supposed to be painted tomorrow. Also at Kiowa, the boiler was repaired by a local HVAC company. And then I contacted our shelf mover who did the project here in May of 2024. And I asked for an estimate at Kiowa. So we have leftover carpet from that project and we can use it at Kiowa. When I talked with the shelf mover, he also has a contractor that can do the ADA project. So he's going to kind of get the word out for that. So I haven't yet got the estimate for the carpet installation. They will move the shelving and install it, but we have the carpet already. So, operations, our accountant let me know that we may not reach the budgeted property tax income that we had expected for 2025. She says we may get a few more dollars for the late taxpayers, but it won't make up. It's about a $25,000 shortfall. But she said like our investment income is much more than we anticipated. So that kind of covers that. Property tax, right now it's about $50,000 short. So if you look at the budget through the end of September on the first page, and you go down to the line for property tax, so far we've received $1,647,205.52, and our budget was $1,696,604. So we're about almost $50,000, $49,398.38 short. So we may not receive much more than that, but we should be okay because we've gone so much over for our investment income so far this year. So, we always spend much less than what we budget anyway. So we just try to really watch that. In our strategic plan, we said that we wanted to send quarterly mailings to seniors in the county. It turns out that's much more expensive than we anticipated. So we just sent one mailing just recently to Elbert County citizens over 70 years old. So it's just a postcard that shows like all of our standing meetings, kind of like the book groups, the knitting groups, those kinds of things that happen month after month, just to get the word out about those. The statistics are in your packet. So if you have any questions about those. I already talked about the foundation meeting. If we look at the statistics, see.
they're actually going up on the physical circulation. We've jumped quite a bit from 25th to the 24th. I mean, 1 year to the next.
Well,
I'm understanding it.
In September, we had much more circulation than last year. It's not always that way across all of the months. So it's kind of an up and down. Some months we had quite a bit more. Like in May of 2024, we were closed. So May of 2025 is much larger. And I think we had pretty bad weather during some different months last year as well. So any questions? Any more questions on statistics? Open enrollment for our health and dental and vision insurance starts on October 27th and goes through November 24th. And some of our health insurance is going up by as much as 18%. So that's kind of a hard thing to swallow. But it's configured into the budget. Programming at Elizabeth, we had a great genealogy program recently. And then just some of the different programs that we've had. We have an author talk scheduled for Saturday, November 8th at 10:30 in the morning. J.M. Mitchell, who's from Littleton, is going to talk about his mystery series, which is set in the national parks. And there's your Boobash. The Boobash is October 25th, and Sarah and Sherry will be at the tent for that. We've had questions at Kiowa about the story time, so that's really great. And Kristen was at the Kiowa Fall Festival at Nordman Park last weekend, or weekend, no. Weekend,
last weekend.
Or weekend before last, because it was the...
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah. This was Foundation, the weekend before, because that's when they had the... They did that, and then also nobody knew about, because they didn't do a lot of posting, is Spoil a Senior Day at the fairgrounds. And four of us went. It was phenomenal. Yes, they gave whoever put it on, and I can't remember who I should have.
Was it a school?
No, it was like, I don't want to say the Builders Association, but it was a woman who was involved some way that way. They were giving, there were more prizes than there were people.
Wow.
And they did, we went in and they had some booths for retirees, blah, blah, blah. That was okay. You know, Janice and I, we don't want to face that. So we're not looking at that stuff. But anyway, so you had about an hour to look at the booths and visit and stuff. They served lunch. And it was cheeseburgers or hamburgers or brats with sauerkraut, all kinds of salads, chips, no fries, but chips and stuff. That was great. Then they kept drawing more tickets for more prizes. And then we played seven games of bingo from lunchtime till 2 o'clock. And they did. It was organized. Some of the high school kids were there. None of the 4-H kids were. And then, what is it, the fathers of Elbert or dads of Elbert?
Dads of Elbert.
They were there. It was very well done. And they say they're going to do it annually.
That's cool.
So it might be something, too, next year that maybe the foundation would want to have a booth at.
Sure.
So anyway, okay, I'm done. I gave my little report.
Let's see, Simla, they had their Halloween bashes coming up, but they learned it's the same night as a football game, so they're doubling the amount of food that they, because they usually do the food for the Halloween bash in Simla. They're trying to start up a book group, and they had their first meeting last week. Oh, this last part is not under Simla. I don't know why. But I had a dentist appointment on Monday. That was just delightful. I'm taking a sick day on Friday because I'm having my shots tomorrow, and my shots always give me a fever. And then I'm planning to be out of the office between Christmas and New Year's. I'm hoping if I tell you, that will actually get me moving and, you know.
You'll do it.
Right. I'll do it. Yes. So that's my report.
I need to get the reduced old folk shots because I had both my flu shot and my COVID shot on the same day. Didn't feel a thing. I never wasn't sick. I mean, I didn't even know I got a shot. It was amazing.
I did too. It was fine.
I mean, I had it done in Safeway, and the lady, I was so distracted, I hardly felt the prick. It was.
Yeah, they're
some people just don't react. But some
I'm just an overreactor.
You're an overreactor.
Sensitive.
You need to drink more coffee and make you tougher.
Yeah,
my husband. Well, I don't know. You're drinking quite a bit.
My husband thinks that it's all in my head. So
who cares? Just be prepared.
Take the day.
I'm taking the day off. So I'll send you. I'll text you all my temperatures. It's 100.7. A picture.
Okay. Well,
I had a discussion at the airport, what was it, a week or so ago, about we were freezing. And I said, well, if we get enough people here, I guarantee in about another 40 minutes, people will be taking their jackets off. Sure enough. I mean, each person generates X number of BTUs in that terminal on Spokane, where everybody after a while is taking their coats off, and there's glass all the way around it, and outside it's so foggy. Amazing. Weird.
Okay, the 2026 budget here. So.
Now, my question is, curious, do we need to adjourn our meeting to open the budget hearing or not?
This way we have.
That's a good question.
Well, I know we used.
Yeah, I think.
Because the budget hearing is a separate.
Yep. Yep, I think that's right.
So I make a motion that we adjourn our Board of Trustees meeting so that then we can open the budget hearing.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we can open our other meeting back up after the budget hearing.
Sounds
good. If we have more things to do. Okay.
Okay. There's not much more. That's what we got there.
Okay,
so we now have the public hearing for the Pines and Plains Library's budget for 2026.
And
It says here that you need to designate the time.
I'm sorry. The time is 6:34 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. So it's pretty much the same as what you saw in September.
Right.
However, they did give us a little bit more money for the Colorado State grant. And so I changed that. It's now $9,997. So that changes in two places at the top in revenues. And then also at the bottom of the page where it says programs and outreach.
Right.
I changed it there as well to $9,997. So
yeah, I see where you're talking.
So my strategy with the budget this year is to pretty much keep it flat, except for staff. I increased staff roughly 5%. And then there were, like, we're seeing utilities go up quite a bit. So I increased utilities. I increased our internet because that has been more expensive. I doubled it. I think you're going to see that we'll go over for 2025. We're going to go over in the internet line.
Okay.
And then I increased just a smidge for programs for one library. And I increased our ebooks and e-audio by $2,000. And I on the under library materials on the top of this back page. So ebooks and e-audio, I increased that by $2,000. Databases, I increased by $4,000 because the state grant used to cover our a lot of our databases, but they've changed the state grant. The state is on a different fiscal cycle than we are. They're on a July through June, and so they can only pay for like half of a year of our databases. So what I did this year was I just used the state grant for buying books instead of normally, as I normally do databases with the state grant. So I used it for buying books. And then we had, we're, I think we probably went over in the database line for 2025 because of that.
And the reason you increased the database was because we increased their fees. Is that it?
No. So I increased the databases because the state grant has been paying for that in the past. But because they changed the way that the state grant works, I can't use it to pay for databases. We'll probably use the... We have some ideas of what we're going to use the state grant for. So the state grant runs from July through June. And our fiscal year runs January through December. And so, like our databases, we used to renew them in June. But if I renew them in June, it just messes it up. It doesn't work with the state grant. So, because they only will pay for like half of a year. And we are on a, we're on a different fiscal year. So.
Basically, we've increased the budget. Our proposed budget is increased about $300,000, sort of boils down to.
Well, the
just looking at here what was before and what we you proposed here. Is,
so that's the that's kind of the money we tuck away for right. The capital improvement fund.
Sure.
But if you go up to the bold line where it says total expenditures, so in 2025,
there it only shows 100,000.
Right. Yeah. So more of it, you know, we're trying to kind of tuck away for the capital improvement fund.
Right.
So
then the biggie though is we're making a ton more money on our investments than we were before. I mean, it is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and
before I remember we just hardly made $127 a month, and now we're making thousands. It's amazing.
And I'm still being, if you look at the first page under revenues and investment income, I'm being very conservative. I only budgeted $36,000 coming in because if the interest rates go down really low, you know, we may not be, because right now the interest rates are still right around 4 on all of these savings accounts. But if they go down lower, I'm being very conservative there. And also, I'm also conservative on what I think we'll get for specific ownership tax. That's the SOT tax. So, I budgeted $170,000 for it this year. That I guessed it's like that one is really a guess because it depends on if people buy new cars and then that's their car renewal. So if we guess that they're not going to be buying new cars next year,
it'll go down.
Then it'll go down. So like right now in 2025, as of September, we have about 93%. We've received about 93% of what I budgeted for specific ownership tax. But it's really hard to predict. You know, that's one thing I've been wrong every year. So it's just like, you know, throwing darts at Jello.
I'm going to buy my tag tomorrow, so it'll balance after that.
Specific ownership tax, that's only the car
or tag.
Tag tax.
Yeah.
It's high. It's really expensive when you go and get your tags.
My $65, I'm sure, is going to put us in the black.
Oh.
I went down. I can't believe it.
Also, I have people.
First year in 3 years, my Explorers went down. I don't know what happened. I must be getting old.
Well, it goes down after a certain amount of time because I asked, because when I bought my new car, it was really high. I was appalled.
Okay, so do we need to vote on this resolution to adopt the budget?
First, we have to.
You do.
Okay. We talked about what we think we need to do.
Because we did have to have the idea of having comments from the public, but
there's no public.
There's no public in here in attendance. So.
Don't we have to close the public hearing? I make a motion that we close the public hearing since we have no public in attendance.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we'll go on, and that'll be this step.
Okay. So we don't have to.
Do we open up the board meeting again then?
Yeah, I would think you would want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you officially. Yeah. I make a motion that we reopen the board meeting for November. Or actually, this is the October board meeting.
Okay.
Reopen it. I get the month.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So. Now we have to go back to approving the budget and allocation of funds.
Right, that's what I.
Okay. By the time I learn this, somebody else
will have the job. No, we'll just reelect you and you can just keep right on doing it.
Okay.
So one thing that we learned at Cal, I think, was that there's a difference between making a motion and making a resolution. Mm-hmm. And like a motion is just like kind of your day-to-day thing, but like budget is like more important. And so you need to
resolve.
Yeah. I think. So do you remember that? Did you hear that? No. I don't.
Well, a resolution becomes law.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's our
adopting a resolution as opposed to just making a motion to do something.
Right.
So do we need to make the motion that we adopt the resolution ordinance to adopt budget?
I would make a motion that we adopt the resolution ordinance to adopt the budget, which is a sheet here. This is revised 616. So.
Well, and it is, it's pursuant to 29-1-108 CRS.
Right. Okay.
But then we have the next one, two.
So I would do two different
motions. Okay.
Well, so then we need to vote on the first one then. Okay. I'll make the motion that we approve the resolution ordinance pursuant to 29-1-108 CRS.
I'll second it.
Okay. Do we need to say of the budget as presented?
Of the budget for 2026 as presented.
I'll amend that motion that it is subject to the budget as proposed, previously discussed. Would you accept that?
For 2026. I will second that.
Yes. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And now, before we go on to the next one, who signs these, Susan? You and...
These are signed as they're normally signed. So it's signed by Lisa as secretary and Ruth Ann as president.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to make sure who did the signing.
Okay.
Okay, Alan, do the next one.
Okay. Next, resolution ordinance to appropriate sums of money. This is pursuant again to section 29-1-108 CRS, and this is for the upcoming year of 2026, and this again is as previously discussed.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Got it all in there, one shot.
Okay.
We're going to get this signed and off to the county.
What is our deadline on that?
Wow.
So I think we
have plenty of time.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Okay.
Because it now it's going to it goes to the county, or we post it on our website anyway, and then it has to be submitted to the state by the end of January.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Okay.
But I think you have a date this year for the county people, right?
Right. So we have to, we still have to vote. Hopefully we'll be able to do it at the November meeting to vote on the mill levy, to certify the mill levy. And then, so that will be, okay. That'll be our November.
We'll need another resolution.
You can make a resolution about certifying the mill levy. That's beautiful.
Okay.
So if we do a simple resolution for the mill levy, and then that's all we have to do is make a motion. And do we need to, that just needs to make it part of the agenda.
Right. For the November meeting.
For November meeting. Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that meeting, I had to move it up because the calendar got rid of all of our meetings. And so.
I saw 4 p.m. next time.
4 p.m.
Okay.
4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 25th.
I put it on my calendar already.
Tuesday.
All right.
So we'll call you.
I will call everybody on Monday.
We'll call you Monday to remind you.
Good. Good, 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 good.
I put you in finally.
I have a new phone number.
No.
Oh, no, don't say that. Okay.
He'll call from the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cozy calls from the library comes up the library.
I always thought it was spam for the longest time.
Do it at 4 o'clock, not 6.
Yes.
Well, I can cook supper afterwards. All right.
Arizona area code. So that's
good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have the same problem with my area code. Nobody returns my calls.
Okay. Now we're moving on to the board self-evaluation.
Dad, do we have to do this now?
So not, I mean, you don't have to do it in the meeting.
We can bring it back.
Right. So it's on my calendar every year that I give you this something.
You know what? And it may never get turned in.
She'll take it up with you.
Rebel.
No, I'll do it. Okay. Okay. So we discussed that. Public comment? No? No public?
Nope.
Okay. Any other business?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay. And then we know about the November 25th board meeting. Sorry.
Look at my calendar.
Okay. Does anybody want to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
You and I, we'll just get that going.
Put a rubber stamp on that sucker.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor. I'll say all in favor just to make sure.
Yes.
And then we get to do trustee training.
Okay. And I'm going to.
We'll say all in favor. All in favor. Aye, that we adjourn. Okay.